will increase your efficiency 20% if you learn to do the tough things first, the ones you don't want to do.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness.
If you're going to make it a consistent practice of working Saturdays just because you think you've got to work 80 hours a week to be successful, you're just flat out wrong.
To the downside of venture capital.
People said, well, don't sweat the small things. Well, I guarantee if you don't sweat the small things, the big things are going to become a mess.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
Don't want to wait until you jump off the cliff to grab a parachute.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO. I'm Rob Artigo, your guest host for this edition of the Tough Things First podcast with Ray Zinn, the longest serving CEO in Silicon Valley history. Hello, Ray.
Hello there, Rob. Good to be with you again.
Well, Ray, you have said, and you've written a lot, and you know, your musings and the Zen of Zen is also a great example of this, but jotting down thoughts and expanding on an idea that helps all of us when we're leading our companies to profitability and success, just having those ideas, it's really training your mind to think a certain way and to follow logical moves as a leader. And one of the things you wrote recently was that a good company, well, what makes a good company, I should say, are employees that love their jobs, do their best, believe in the company, and this all this stuff is an example of what you were able to show is a successful model at Micrel. And then finally, working as a team, and you had a track record as well as showing success for the company because you had this solid team. So give us an idea about you as a leader. How do you get through these things? Let's start with fostering an environment where the employees love their jobs.
Well, you know, that's the key. The key is hiring the right people, of course, but fostering the right environment that those employees will flourish. And so having an environment where it's not intimidating, where the people feel safe, both in terms of their future employment, their wage, their earnings, and the integrity and honesty of the company itself. Employees who, you know, it's not as I said earlier, it's not about all profitability. It's also about building people. And so, you know, when I ran my crowd, my goal was to help people become better people. Of course, they're going to earn money in the meantime, but it wasn't my goal as a CEO to make them wealthy or rich. That was that's their responsibility to invest in themselves to help their family financially. My goal as their leader, as the CEO, was to help them become a better person. Better people make better employees. So I did what I could to help them improve, finding ways to get them better at their job. And so we of course, you know, you have to start with something good to build on. So we hired good people who had the culture that our company needed: honesty, integrity, dignity of every individual. I didn't want to hire somebody who was not good and kind to other people. And so, you know, we spent a lot of time making sure that they had that demeanor where they would treat everyone, irrespective of the level that they were of the individual, with respect, and that then fosters a more safe environment. People don't like to get yelled at. They don't like to be hit with condescending language. We didn't allow any vulgarity at all at Micrel. You know, you could lose your job if you use vulgarity, and so condescending language, vulgarity was just not allowed at the company.
Fostered a healthy environment. And you know, one of the things you mentioned in your writing was to do their best. And it was a combination of all those things that made it a friendly, advantageous place to work. And therefore, just by nature, people did their best, right?
Oh, that's right. I mean, people want to do their best when they feel you have their best interest. So I'm going to repeat that again. people will do their best when they know that you have their best interest. And so, you know, the concrete mortar and everything that goes about making a facility, everybody has that. Everybody has the same. But what makes a company different and unique is its people, the culture of that company. And that was what will allow them and encourage them to be the best, to be the, to do their best. If you have the right coach in sports or what, you know, any sports activity, the coach is really key, because the coach, he develops the culture. He's the one that fosters the training, and has the right attitude, gets you, helps you become a better player. And so the best coaches are the ones who are loved by their people, by their players. And so that's the key of being a good coach or a good manager, a good supervisor, is being loved by your people. And it means they want to come to work. They want to be, they want to help you to succeed. So the best teams are the ones where they have a good atmosphere, a good organization behind them, and a good leader. And then that will foster people doing their best. And they don't want to leave. Mike Carrell had the lowest turnover rate of any, the turnover being people who would resign and quit in the industry. So we had extremely low turnover. People just love to be at the company. And I have people, in fact, just the other day, like let's say 3 or 4 days ago, I had one of my ex-employees contact me and say, and said how much he really missed working at Mike Carrell. And because he said that environment we had there was unique. And it's hard to find that in other companies. So again, you know, the key here is, you know, you got to be a good coach. You got to be a good leader, good supervisor, good manager. And that means you are loved by your people.
Yeah, they know when you're authentic versus if you're just being a phony baloney. Mm-hmm. You know, but it goes right into the next element here, is believe in the company. Mm-hmm. You create an environment where they love their jobs and do their best. You've got a commitment. And like you said, you had a low turnover rate because people believed in you as a leader and as Mike Carrell as a company.
Yes. Well, that's what I said. They want to make sure you have their best interest. You have their best interest. They have to feel that you are there for them. That's the key. And so you defend them, you help them, you encourage them, you foster their development. That's the key. And that's what will help them believe in the company, because they are loved. That's the key. You are kind, you are understanding, you are empathetic, you are sympathetic, and you were loved. That's the key.
Yeah, and finally, the last element here is work as a team, and it's one thing flows into the next here, but working as a team, you want people to feel like they're a contributing partner in the group, and that they're working for a common goal.
And you can tell us when they don't complain, when there's no I in team, as you would, member of the team who complains, who badmouths other people, they're not thinking of the team. They're thinking of themselves. That's the key to building a good team, is to have players who are not thinking of themselves, who are thinking of their other members of their team. You know, I've been married 62 years, and I attribute that to the fact that my wife loves me more than I love her, and vice versa. I love my wife more than she loves me. In fact, I kept telling her, I love you more than you love me. And it's a joke. It's just kind of a joke. But anyway, she goes 200% to help me, and I go 200% to help her. I'm not thinking of myself. I'm thinking of her, and she's thinking of me. And same thing with a good team. A good team, the members of the team are thinking of the other players, not themselves.
Well, Ray, thank you again for the conversation here. You know, this is a fast growing podcast. It has been since its start, rated a top Silicon Valley podcast. It's out there. We know it's true. We'd like to keep that up. So if you want to make sure that you're helping this podcast out, you've got to go to your favorite podcasting platform. Make sure you rate this podcast and continue to bump us up towards the you know, ever increasing 5 stars we can get on this podcast. Please also check out Ray's books, The Zen of Zen 1, 2, and 3, and Tough Things First. You know, the Zen of Zen is a great series, and then Tough Things First is used in academic circles because it's a value of just a force for knowledge in the business world. So I look forward to the next time, Ray.
Thank you, Rob.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.